Maverick Early Readers. Stop Those Socks by Jill Atkins. Illustrated by Marina Pessarodona. This is Orange Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Bert, the zookeeper, lived in a little house next to the zoo. One Saturday, he looked out of his window. The sun was high in the sky, and there was a light breeze. First, he fed the elephant and the monkey. Then he fed the giraffe and the antelope. Then he went to get his socks, his pants, his scarf, and his gloves. He put them in the washing machine. Round and round went the washing. At last it finished. Bert pegged the washing on the line. Then he went back into his house. Time for my nap, he thought. He sat down in his best chair and fell asleep. Suddenly, Bert sat up. Something had woken him. Woo! Went the wind. It howled down the chimney. It whistled through the cracks in the window frame. I must get the washing in, Bert thought. It must be dry by now. He hurried outside and went to the washing line. But there were only two socks. Oh no, Bert cried. The rest of my washing has disappeared. Whoosh! A strong gust of wind lifted the socks into the air. Stop those socks, Bert cried. He tried to catch them. He rushed here and there, looking for his washing. First, he looked all over his garden. Then he looked in the street. He looked everywhere, but his washing had disappeared. Oh dear, he thought. I will have another look for my washing later. It's time to feed the animals again. He opened the gate and went into the zoo. Then he saw the crowds. Some people were by the elephant pen and the monkey house. Some people were by the giraffe field and the antelope meadow. They were pointing and laughing. Bert hurried towards them. His scarf was wrapped round the elephant's trunk. His pants were on the giraffe's head. His gloves fitted the antelope's horns perfectly, and his socks were on the monkey's ears. Bert laughed and laughed. "They look so good," he said. "They can keep my washing." They all had fun on a windy day at the zoo. The end.